Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
If you're looking at a complex phenomenon like male aggression, let's say, well, what causes male aggression? Well, the first thing you do is generate like 20 possible reasons. You don't limit yourself to the one you like. You know, like maybe I'm not that happy about TV. And so I think, well, TV violence probably makes men more violent. It doesn't, by the way. There's very little evidence that it does. There's quite a lot of evidence that it doesn't. Video games, because I think they're a waste of time. So they probably increase male aggression. It's like, well, no, they don't, as it turns out. Alcohol, that definitely increases aggression. Male aggression and female aggression for that matter. So alcohol is a major contributor. Is it sociological? Is it cultural? Do you learn it? Is it biological? You generate all sorts of potential reasons. And you might also say, well, many of those reasons apply, not just one. And then you test them. And then the next thing you do, maybe you say, well, I want to decrease male aggression. Well, you don't assume that you know how to do that, and that if you do what you think you know, that it will work. That's all ideological thinking. The real world is way too complicated to be pushed around by that kind of thinking. And poverty, well, what causes poverty? Well, what do you mean by poverty? Well, you could think for 2 weeks about what poverty is, and you still wouldn't come to the end of it. Do you mean lower education? Do you mean lower intelligence? Do you mean lower conscientiousness? Do you mean drug and alcohol abuse? Do you mean lack of money? Do you mean absolute poverty? Do you mean relative poverty? Do you calculate that neighborhood by neighborhood or state by state? Do you mean poverty of hope? Do you mean lack of plan for the future? Et cetera, et cetera. And all of those questions, so you decompose, so you think, well, poverty is caused by lack of money. It's like, really, that's your theory, is it? Well, you know, it's not good enough, that theory. It's not even close. Most things that are truly problematic are so complex that no ideological solution can possibly suffice. It's just not a good way to go about the problem. And then there's the other problem too, which is that, well, one of the terrible temptations of an ideology is that once you parse out the world and have your reasons why problems exist, so let's say, poverty exists because of capitalism, which is a completely idiotic theory. I mean, poverty exists because people are born with nothing and it's hard to acquire goods. So the default state is poverty. So it's not caused by any sociological system. So it's foolish to begin with. But let's assume that you think that poverty, or at least relative poverty, is caused by capitalism. Well, then you have a convenient enemy. You know, it's everyone who's a successful capitalist is now responsible for poverty, and then they're bad and you're good. And that's unearned moral virtue. And that's unbelievably attractive to acquire unearned moral virtue. Maybe you're someone who's inherited your wealth, and then you think everyone who's poor is just lazy. And if they'd get up off their ass and get a job, that would solve the problem. It's like, well, that's convenient for you, but it's a very shallow analysis of the problem. And so it's not helpful to think that way unless what you want to do is not think. I've written about this, said pursue what's meaningful and not what's expedient. And I would also say that it's useful to say what is true rather than to craft your words so that you get what you want. And the reason, part of the reason for that, there's many reasons, but part of the reason for that is that it's unbelievably adventurous. You have no idea what will happen if you just say what you think. And my experience has been that the consequences are absolutely overwhelming, always, constantly. And, you know, when I go into a talk like this, I don't have an outcome in mind. I don't want to make a fool of myself. I don't want to say something stupid. I want to engage in an interesting conversation, but I don't have an agenda other than that, but it's just to say what I feel in the moment as clearly as I possibly can. It's so adventurous to do that. And it's far better than pursuing a more narrow goal that might be wrong. I've never seen anything as rewarding as the consequences of forthright speech, the opportunity to be of genuine service to other people. There's way more reward in that than in any of the things that people chase in a more finite and limited.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Way. I would say, though, that with regards to the conflict between, let's say, you know, miserable wisdom and happy ignorance, is that there's different forms of rewards to be found in different places. You know, you can think about this even in terms of personality. One major personality dimension is extroversion. And the reason for that is that we have a pleasure circuit, and how active that is varies between people. That's what causes variation in extroversion. And we generally equate happiness with the activation of the circuitry that's associated with extroversion. And drugs like cocaine and amphetamines activate that circuit. But there's another personality dimension, which is openness. And openness is the creativity dimension. And there's pleasure to be derived from that as well. And that, so that's philosophical exploration and literary experience. And I suppose when you go to a movie, you experience a blend of those two things, especially if it's a rather complex movie. So there's different forms of engagement or pleasure to be found, and some of them are more akin to happiness, and some of them are more akin to meaning. And sometimes they come into conflict, but I think all things considered, they work best when they're working together. And I do strive diligently to, and I think this has really been brought home to me, you know, look, I couldn't sit down. I literally couldn't sit down for almost a year. And so I lost the ability to sit down. I had fantasies for hours of being able to sit by a fireplace and just not move, because I had this condition called akathisia, which is, I learned how valuable it is to be able to sit down. And now when I sit down and nothing is happening, I'm taking stock of that and noticing what an unbelievable gift that is. And it is really useful to maintain your ability to see what you have that you've taken for granted, because you can lose everything. You can lose things you don't even know you have. I had no idea that you could ever lose the ability just to sit down, but you can. I wouldn't recommend it. So I'm more appreciative, I would say, of simpler things than I was. I'm more appreciative of other people than I was. I'm probably more grateful, all things considered, than I was. And hopefully that will continue developing. I have no contempt for happiness. You know, I tell people, don't pursue happiness, pursue meaning. And I think that's true. But if happiness comes along, it should be welcomed. And if you're ever somewhere where that's happening, you should notice it and be grateful for it and enjoy it. And wonderful things can happen if you straighten out everything that's hidden in a family and get it out in the open. And then you have the opportunity then for some real peace and some real joy. And certainly that's at the moment where it's in those interpersonal interactions that I derive a lot of my happiness. And that's been life-saving. And then, of course, this active, engaged intellectual conversation, the sort of conversation that we're doing our best to have, that's also, and the fact that I can share that with so many people, and that the responses are so positive. It's wonderful. It's amazing. I can't believe it. This instinct we have to find someone to admire, that's the deepest of religious instincts, and it's unbelievably deep in human beings. You know, you notice you admire someone, that is the instinct to mimic. Because to admire is then to want to be that. And that's the action of the moral instinct. It finds a target in the world and says, well, I could be like that. But at first it says, this person is attractive or this person is compelling. It grabs you. It grabs you. And that's the instinct for further development. It's a very positive thing. It can be a very positive thing. You know, if you limit someone's free speech, not only do you limit the rights of the person who's speaking, but you limit the rights of those who could have heard. And it seems to me that I believe that people have the intelligence to make up their own minds and that they should have it, the information presented to them. My experience has been that people are far more intelligent and perspicacious than we generally assume. They come to the right conclusions. The right conclusions. Who's to say? But, you know, I don't think there's anything more important than freedom of speech.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.